Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain in the building. It's time for the segment that everybody loves, the segment where John McClain ruins mine and the OG self-esteem. It's time for John McClain leg hiking. Would you like to go first or second, OG?
I'll go first. John McClain will be invited to J.J. Watt's wedding.
Absolutely not. Hiking.
Why not? You're a legend.
I'm in the media. I don't know, think you'll be inviting any media people.
You're special media.
Now, maybe Kalia will insist.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll sit on the bride's side.
She's good for him.
I wonder how J.J. feels once he's married. He'll be the second best athlete in his family.
Ooh, write that. That's good.
It is. I'm going to tweet that.
That's really good.
Their kids are going to be athletes. Speaking of J.J.
Watts.
I would
recruit their kids right now.
In fact, I'm going to offer him scholarship to Baylor,
whether it's
a boy or a girl.
I'll get the new A&M AD, Bjork, to just say, you know, whatever the sport, male or female, we got a free ride for you.
Watt on Saturday, he tweeted a picture of his breakfast. I want you to tell me if this is a good breakfast or a bad breakfast. And if you think it's a bad breakfast, I want you to tell me what you would rather eat, John. 6 strips of bacon, 5 fried eggs, 4 pancakes, and a pan full of scrambled eggs.
I think that that many eggs. Eggs are good for you, but not that many. And obviously, he works out and burns a lot of calories.
You're hiking your leg on JJ's breakfast?
I'm hiking my leg on JJ's breakfast because that's too many eggs and then the bacon,
scrambled on top of it.
And the bacon.
The fried eggs.
I love fried or scrambled, mm-hmm. but not together. And then there's no fruit in there. Listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing good, John. You're really looking good. All right.
Thank you.
Bill Buckner could have killed a guy, and it wouldn't have been in every headline like his error in the World Series.
I agree. Bill Buckner could have done anything.
Why are you supporting this?
But because of the error, and people forget, people don't remember there was another game after that.
Yeah. You know,
they could have won that game.
They also don't.
Bob Stanley, Calvin Schiraldi. There was a lot of villains for the Red Sox.
I feel horrible for him.
I did too. I was glad when he came back and they gave him a 2-minute standing ovation. And it was almost, I'm sure, like, you know, he wouldn't go back for years.
But anybody who says, you know, what's the biggest error / choke / whatever in the history of sports?
That's it.
It haunted him for the rest. I don't think, John, there was a day that went by in his life.
I'm sure it didn't. But I'm glad he went back. You know, Bartman was invited to go back to the Cubs, and he wouldn't go.
Hell no.
And I feel terrible for it's not like it happened in the bottom of the ninth or the seventh game. It's almost like folklore is he cost them the series against the Mets, when the fact is, he didn't. There were other people as well.
I think Mookie would have been safe. I think Mookie would have beat him to the bag.
Mookie would have beat him to the bag.
Mookie says he would. Of course, I was listening on MLB radio. They were debating that. Of course, Mookie Wilson has always said he would have beaten Buckner. But
the one whose name should be mud in Boston is John McNamara. To have a guy with a bad leg who couldn't bend over, stay in instead of a defensive replacement, when you have a chance to win the World Series and you ruin that guy's life because of your own boneheaded managerial.
That's a great point, John. And when I was listening to MLB yesterday, they were talking about the villains other than Buckner.
John McNamara did that, not Wade Boggs. I mean,
Boggs.
Bill Buckner.
How are you getting Wade Boggs from? Speaking of Bill Buckner, we're doing leg hiking with John McClain here.
He played
a while, and he hit 290 as well. This tweet, courtesy of Darren Revelle, after Buckner passed away, he actually doubled down on this. Quote, Bill Buckner's death comes with unexpected guilt. The guilt of 8-year-old me, who, thanks in part to his heir, got his only major sports championship. God. Rest in peace, Bill. I'm sorry my joy came with your pain. Darren Revelle is a jackass, John McClain.
No, Darren Revelle acted like every other 8-year-old would have reacted.
Yeah, but to do that now and making it about himself.
No, but he's like 50 now.
Oh, well, I mean, that was his tribute to his death.
I couldn't.
I had no problem with that.
What'd you think of it, John Lopez?
When the Cowboys lost the Super Bowl to the Colts on Jim O'Brien's field goal and Bob Lilly threw his helmet 50 yards, I was so angry as a Cowboy fan in Waco. I wrote a nasty letter to Craig Morton.
Wow.
Gave it to my mother to mail to him. And she told me she did. And when she died, I was 20, 30 years later. I found it in a drawer and I read it. And I'm thinking, my God, I'm glad she didn't do this. Craig at one point had a talk show in Denver and asked me to be on and couldn't have been nicer.
Did you not tell him about it?
Of course not.
Why? It would be funny now.
I was embarrassed that I
would think it's funny.
I'm not like Darren Revelle.
I would love to see a John McClane. What's the angriest you got as a kid? Outside of that,
for sports?
Yeah, for sports. What's your angriest moment?
Any time the Cowboys lost, by the time the Astros got good, I was a grown man. But when the Cowboys would lose, it would make me sick for the rest of the. Oh, I'm sorry. 1963, Baylor in Texas in Austin. Texas number one. And quarterback Duke Carlisle playing safety, intercepted Don Truel in the end zone. Longhorns won a championship. Baylor won a Blue Bonnet Bowl. I cried for a week. My dad told me, son, if you're going to be a Baylor fan, you better get used to experiences like this.
Speaking of that, Art Briles, he's got a new job.
I've got one.
Go ahead and take it away then, OG.
Art Briles will not coach a single game at Mount Vernon High School.
He has withstood this initial storm of media and fan outrage, and it's usually these things like with Roberto Osuna, it blows over, but they're a high school. They're not around a major media outlet. They don't need the media to be able to play and
with
win.
Parents, if I were a parent of a player there, I'd go somewhere else.
Out. I'd pull. Well, you can't pull a student.
That's
out
my
of
dad's
a small
neck
school
of the woods,
like
by the way.
Yeah, I'd go somewhere else. I'd transfer. But anyway, and they asked me move. Why we're transferring. I'd say because of Art Briles.
But you would have to move out of a small town.
I'll bet
because
you
there's only one school.
I'll bet you anything, John. There are going to be parents who do that.
Oh,
and
I'm sure
and
they
they're not going to move. They're going to say, no, I make me play for that guy.
Oh, you're talking about just not playing.
Yeah. Or move to another school and dare them to say that's
considering
why.
That's happened to him everywhere. It's happened where he's tried to go, Hamilton, Southern Miss. So I'll say, yeah, ultimately he will not coach there.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, you didn't know, Art Briles, former Baylor coach, has been hired by Mount Vernon High School. It's a very, very small high school. It's out there in East Texas. They released the news on a Friday. Some are saying that they did that as a news dump. I don't think Mount Vernon High School really has that kind of media savvy to be able to release
Who's
it.
Who's the
I
most
just think
famous
they did
player
it.
In history from Mount Vernon?
Don Meredith.
That'd be
That's
Don
right.
Meredith.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Don't copy me, Lopez, and act like you knew that. I just basically took you to the woodshed. Brad Peacock.
What?
I don't know. Unbeaten since he went in the windup. We've seen him be a pivotal part of a World Series here. We've seen him have multiple roles. Brad Peacock is the most unappreciated athlete in H-Town, John McClane.
Let me think. Most unappreciated athlete, P.J. Tucker started getting a lot of pub near the end, so I wouldn't say unappreciated. Because Peacock is on a staff with two great pitchers, I'd say yes, and he's been pitching his ass off.
Yeah, I was
there for his last bad start, and he's been tremendous, striking out more than he gives. It's amazing how many strikeouts he has. One time I was lucky enough 2 years ago to be sitting in a diamond seats right by an home plate, and I like watching breaking balls.
Mm-hmm.
And Peacock had a tremendous breaking ball, and I'm happy for him because he's gone through a lot of tough times, including last season, and they needed him big time, especially when Colin McHugh got not off to a bad start, but cratered after that, and is back in the bullpen. But he has been a godsend for this rotation.
All right, I got another one. Daryl Morey will not be the Rockets general manager within 2 years.
He signed a new long-term contract, so hike it. I think he will be.
Where was he offered a job last year?
Philly or something?
Philadelphia, yes. It was Philadelphia.
We're going to dig into this more. We only have a couple minutes here, but I think he's starting to feel the wall, come in a little bit, and he might just make a move.
I don't know. That's up to Tillman Fertitta, and we don't know what Tillman thinks. Tillman spends a lot of money. He's going to – Daryl Morey, to me, has got his toughest offseason, not having any more resources that he can spend that much. They're already in a luxury tax level, right? Plus, they don't have a draft choice. I can't wait to see what he's going to try to pull off.
Mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend, of course, we all enjoyed that. We're back at it with the NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. When choosing between the hamburger and the hot dog on the grill, you always go with the hot dog.
Nope, I always go with the cheeseburger first. And if I had both, I would eat both, of course, but I would start with the cheeseburger, which I think you can't beat.
Can't beat a cheeseburger on the grill.
Let me ask you guys something. Carol had a cooking show on. I can't remember which day, and a woman was lined up with these grilling burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I have never done this, put mustard on them while she was cooking them.
Well, I've seen that. Really? I've seen that.
And she put it on.
I don't do that.
And immediately turned it over.
Yeah.
Didn't let it seep in that side, and then put the cheese on, closed the lid.
Was she on a flat top?
Yeah.
For a minute. I've seen that.
Opened it up, but she put a lot of mustard on there. To me, I want to decide how much mustard goes on my bread.
Yeah.
And she just covered it.
I think this sounds bad, but I think it's because it gets mixed in with the grease and it seeps into the meat.
Well, it could.
You know.
But
that's why it has to be on a flat top. Can't be on a grill.
And the other two that were eating it loved it, but she also made a sauce. To me, if you're going to cook it in mustard and do all the trimmings, you don't need a separate sauce. But she had a lot of ingredients in the sauce and put that on there. But to me, that would negate the mustard taste.
Okay, one more real quick.
Let's quit talking about food.
No, I love that. I need to try that again. The Astros will trade for a starting pitcher by the deadline.
Okay, this Forrest Whitley is stinking it up. He is not ready to come up.
Right.
Corbin Martin, after his initial outing, has not looked good. Miley has his third starter. Peacock is the fourth starter. So if they do, it would not be a frontline pitcher. It would be somebody for the back of the rotation. So I'll say yes, they will make a trade.
It's right. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain in with us on a Tuesday.
They got so many talented minor leaguers.
They got some talent.
I thought Whitley would have a better year.
By the way.
Oh, my God. His ERA's in the 12.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it's the problem with having too much talent. It's a good problem to have. Some teams have too much talent. Some don't have enough. And speaking of problems, Rockets drama isn't getting any better anytime soon. We broke the news on Friday. We'll give you the latest in the hits next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.